Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. In fact, he's in his 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. Jeff is the 2001 SBA's Small Business Journalist of the Year. How about that national award? He's also the author of several books on micropreneuring and being home-based, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Jeff, just when we thought we kind of got this Twitter thing under our belt, we got kind of got Facebook and LinkedIn kind of organized, and we're starting to settle in and be a little bit, get a little bit handy and effective with our social media. Then along comes a bunch of new stuff.
Absolutely. Open the floodgates anew.
What's happening?
Well, Google, earlier this week, had announced the launch of Buzz, which is a new sort of a social media aggregation service. What that means, it brings all various different social media together. And what Google does in doing so is if, for example, you use Gmail, it's now a permanent install you have to opt into it, but it's a permanent install on the interface, the home page of your Gmail account. And Gmail is a pretty fast growing, and I use it all the time. I mean, it's my primary Gmail, and it's in the cloud,
yeah,
which means you log on to the internet to get there. It's not permanent on your desktop unless you download one of their other applications. But the point is, it brings it all together in one place. So if you're using some of the other social media applications, Facebook, Twitter and the like, now Buzz enables you to update several at the same time. You're connecting with other people. You're connecting directly
through Gmail. So it's not a new social media platform. It's an aggregation tool that makes them more effective and handier.
It does, but it also is. It does have its own sort of.
It has its own platform?
It has it. Well, I'm just getting into it now, but I'm getting the good feel that it has a lot.
They literally just launched this thing yesterday, right?
So yeah, exactly.
So Jeffrey's doing a good job here. He's not being lazy or anything. I mean, this thing just came out.
Yeah, it's brand new, and it's got, put it this way. And I think the bigger discussion here is how much you embrace social media. I mean, a lot of people are listening to this too, and their jaws are dropping, saying, "Another one?" You know, first we had IM, which people were either into instant messaging or they weren't, and then came along things like MySpace. Okay, I'm going to get into MySpace. I'm going to jump both feet in. Well, MySpace is so 2008. So you get out of MySpace, and then you get into Facebook, and you get into Twitter. Now they're saying Twitter might have reached its plateau.
Don't forget LinkedIn.
And then you go, don't forget LinkedIn. And I think that LinkedIn is the most powerful of all for people who run businesses.
From a professional standpoint, LinkedIn is.
Yeah, because it's all about the connections and the networking. It's not about, it's about making friends, so to speak, making connections, getting introduced to people that you need to be introduced to.
Yeah.
And I think that, what we've seen, a number of people have commented already on Buzz, and one comment that came across is the fact that it really moves, it advances Google's sort of prime directory, which is to really get into its mission of aggregating content.
Of owning the world, let's be honest.
Of owning the world, yes,
let's
exactly.
Be honest.
And I'm
What was the guy's name on Austin Powers International Man of Mystery? What was the guy he played? Not the mini-me, the biggie-me.
Dr. Evil.
I mean, this. Of course, now Google says they do know evil. We do know evil, but you gotta. I use Google. I have a Gmail account. That's not my primary email.
Right.
I do have one though, because. But we do use their calendar.
Right.
The calendar is very handy because I can use it on my phone and on my computer. We can all update it from wherever we are. All of my people, all my wherever I am, we can update it and see it. And it's very that's a very handy cloud application.
Well, I got to tell you that I'm reading a gentleman wrote a blog about it. Jeremiah Ouyang is his name, and someone had forwarded it to me. And his second of like a half dozen or eight bullets was privacy woes will scare consumers, yet adoption will continue upward. I mean, I've always said that as long as you don't mind giving away the farm as far as your privacy and your information, then you go with something like this.
This is a topic. Hold on to that thought because it's not in the next segment. I want to talk about privacy. That's a whole other topic.
You don't want to gloss over that one.
No, I do not want to gloss over that one. That's a biggie. That's a transgenerational thing too that I want to talk about. Let's remember to talk about that in the next segment.
By the way, the end of the world as we know it will happen tomorrow and news at 11. You know.
But this thing about Google, I can see this thing being very handy because it is aggregating a lot of different tools, and what Google has done here, because they have this kind of power, they're able to basically make the other tools, Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter and all these things, they basically have made them, you know, their boys. You know, the Buzz may be the platform inside of which all these others operate eventually.
Right. And I think that's what we're going to see as this all unfolds. You know, it's ostensibly an aggregation of service, but we're going to see a lot of this where they interact. You know, I mean, people don't work in a vacuum. There's a reason why when I go to my Facebook, I have a Facebook fan page for Chief Home Officer. When I go there and update and put a new status update, it automatically links because I set it to, but it automatically links and updates my Twitter.
Right.
Okay, so my Twitter feed. So, you know, there's a reason that all these things work together. There's a reason that people at Google
make
that
a blog
happen.
Post, it automatically goes up on my LinkedIn page.
Right. And that's why, that's what we see going on here.
But see, here's the thing. Now, think about this from a business model standpoint. Twitter should have already sold.
Right.
Because I'm afraid they've become unpurchasable now. I'm not sure. I'm sure they're worth something. But I think they messed up by not already selling. Because why does Google need to buy Twitter if everybody who uses Twitter, or most people use Twitter, wind up using Google Buzz as the launching of Google, I mean of Twitter,
right?
And Google gets the ad opportunity before anybody even touches Google Twitter.
Right.
You see my point?
Yep, absolutely.
Why do they need Twitter? Why do they need to buy Twitter now?
Right. You know, and what it does also is it shows how they have taken all, and this is not a bad model for business in general, how they've taken all their applications that work together, for example, and they've made them even better. So Google, for example, owns Picasa, the photo sharing service. They own a number of different apps.
Well, use their Word program and their other office programs, don't you?
Google Documents,
absolutely.
You've
been doing that for a long time. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about privacy when we come back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.